today we are going to continue in our topic, the existence of God, the one we have been all studying all this time. And how do you know that there is God? How do you know that there is God? So we are going to continue on this same subject today. And today we are going to see the internal evidence to show that there is God. Internal evidence. When I say about internal evidence, I'm talking about our own human body. Human body, our human body is God's masterpiece. The internal evidence clearly shows the existence of God. And if you look at your own body, see your own body, you have a brain to think. The power of the brain is amazing. The eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth, hands, feet, they all work together in perfect harmony. Then we have the our internal organs, which works inside of our body. It's like a perfect machine, 24/7, in perfect unity and harmony. It works until we die. Even when we are fast asleep, our internal organs inside of our body is working 24/7. Just imagine how wonderfully we have been made. Human body is God's masterpiece. The Bible says in Psalm 139 verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Well, you know, think about the machines that are created by man. These machines need lubrication for them to function properly. And even your car or any kind of machine that works all the time needs some lubrication for them to function properly. And we have bones and cartilage, joints, which allows us to bend, to run, to walk, to jump, you know. And without these joints and the cartilage, we cannot do anything. We cannot jump, we cannot bend, we cannot walk, we cannot run. These joints must be lubricated, and our body manufactures these lubrications for us to move and to jump and to walk. So if our body itself manufactures this lubrication, you know, it's amazing. How can it be unless, what a perfect machine we are. And if you see a beautiful machine outside, and you know somebody made that, and what a more perfect machine we are. We can think, and we can talk, and we are amazing. This is the most amazing creation of God. Now, just imagine, if you go through, if you are in a country that you go through a heat wave, let's see, a temperature of over 100 degrees outside, but your body temperature inside will not rise. You can keep, just imagine, there's a heat wave of 110 degrees outside, and you keep something outside, and you will see the whatever you keep outside will become hot and warm. But your body temperature will not rise. It will still stay at 98.6, I believe, the natural temperature level. If you are in a country and during winter there is freezing weather outside, it's cold, it's freezing, it's snowing, and the temperature will drop to probably 10 degrees or 20 degrees, but your body still have the temperature of 98.6. But if you keep some water outside, The next time you come, it's all frozen. If you keep anything outside, it will be all freezing. But your body temperature will stay still at 98.6. Now, how can this be? Because our bodies have an automated heating and cooling control system. You know, that cannot just happen, my friend, unless there is an intelligent being who created us. Just imagine if you have a computer. Say, wow, cannot believe what this computer does. I cannot believe what a wireless phone does or a Bluetooth thing does, how you can communicate from your cell phone to the computer, to the printer, and all these things. Amazing. Well, somebody had to create that. And if you think that is amazing, how much more amazing your own internal body. There has to be an intelligent being who created us. My friend, what you see is a marvelous machine in perfect order, created by an infinite, infinite, powerful, intelligent being, God Almighty. Your brain is the most complex computer that is connected to your central nervous system. You can take each part of your organs, like the liver, the kidney, the heart, and see and do a study and see how marvelously they function. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, we take vitamins and minerals daily. Look at the contents of these. The minerals include what? Iron, copper, zinc. Well, what did the Bible say? God made us out of the dust of the ground. Where did these minerals come from? From the ground. They all come from the earth. God made us from the dust of the earth. Man is the crown of God's creation. Now, we can actually talk more and more on the internal creation, on the external creation of God. But I'm going to go through this in a short basis. I'm going to touch something else here. And that is, how do you know that there is God? Another one that I want to touch is conscience. Man is a moral being. When someone commits a crime, the first thing they do is to run and hide. They stay away from the authorities. Many times we violate the laws of the country. And how many times you have gone over the speed limit, gone through red lights, and you are lucky, or you would say, oh, I was very lucky. I was so fortunate that there was no policeman to give me a ticket. But next time when you see a policeman, you feel guilty. Why? Because people feel guilty even when they go to a courtroom, and when they see a judge, they get nervous. And there is something that is in us called conscience, which means the ability to know good and bad. God has written his laws in every person's heart. How do you know that? The Bible says, Romans chapter 2, verse 15, they show that the work of the law is written in their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. Well, there are some people who are very wicked and commit crimes, and they behave boldly. They don't care, like, you know, they look pretty boldly, they, you know, they are so wicked. But if you could only look inside of them, then you will see their minds are restless. They may not feel their sins during the time of prosperity or in times of good health, because it sounds like or looks like they have lost all their sense of sin, but it cannot be said that they lost their conscience entirely. because their conscience, the Bible says, as Romans 2:15, their conscience bear witness, and their thoughts accusing them of their bad behavior. Now, what is the conclusion? The evidence is too high that God exists. God is the master builder. He laid the foundation of the earth absolutely perfect. The world, this universe, displays the power of God. God laid the foundation of the universe, and who can defy his omnipotent arm? My friend, we have given enough evidence, and these are simple talk to simple people. I'm not talking to theologians. I'm not talking to the people who are very high in rank or highly educated. You know, of course, even they can understand this simple language. Anybody can understand. And if you still don't understand, the Bible says in Psalm 14:1, the fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Now, I have a question here. If there is God, will that God reveal himself to man? If there is God, will that God reveal himself to man? Well, as we saw from the very beginning, there are many religions who believe in God and also in gods. But only in Christianity we see how God revealed himself to man. Now, just think that if you create something, you made something, would you be so close to that thing that you created? Certainly. If you have children and they are yours, will you be close to them? Of course. In the same way, God of Christianity is not a God who is impersonal like in Islam religion, but the God of Christianity revealed to man in the name of Jesus. God sent prophets and used these prophets from the very beginning to proclaim his word, his will. And these are written in God's word, the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible. It's a library. The prophets proclaim the coming of the future Messiah or Christ. And the word Christ or Messiah means a deliverer. And we see this in the Old Testament before Jesus came. A deliverer who will come to save us from our sins. There are over 300 prophecies, and Jesus fulfilled all of these prophecies. His birth, the place where he will be born, how God will come into this world. How will he enter into this world? By which means? What means will he enter? His mission, his death for our sins, his bodily resurrection were all foretold hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. Let me ask you one thing. Tell me one religion in the whole world that gave over 300 prophecies of their religious leader who came to this world. That was foretold. That was prophesied. You know the answer? None. Only Christianity. Now, why did Jesus come? Why did he come? Jesus came to deliver his people from sin. What is sin? Sin is a violation to God's law. Who violated the law of God? Well, man was made in the very image of God. Means that man, if the image of God means that man can express himself to God. He had a communication with God. He had a relationship with God. Who was the first man God made? Adam. Adam was made perfect. He was righteous. He was holy. He had a good fellowship with God. God did not create Adam and Eve as robots with a free choice to obey or disobey him. You know, he did not create Adam and Eve like a robot, you know, I'm going to do something and you got to do this. Absolutely no, not as a robot, but created Adam and Eve with a free choice to obey him or disobey him. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, God told Adam, "But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now here is a test. Here is a probation time for man to test him and see whether he is going to be obedient or not. But as soon as Adam and Eve, we know the story, how they disobeyed God. But by eating the forbidden fruit, that image of God was shattered, ruined. The relationship was ruined. Lost fellowship with God as sin entered man, and man became unholy, unrighteous. The first child that Adam had, his name was Cain. And Cain was a murderer. And we see the result of sin. Sin created a gap between God and man, and the man is incapable of bridging this gap. There's no way that man can have a relationship back again to God. What did sin do to Adam? We need to see the inherited sin, meaning that even you and I, when we were born, we were sinners. Inherited sin is sometimes called the original sin. So what did sin do to Adam? He died spiritually. He lost fellowship with God. He lost the ability to communicate with God. He lost the ability to be righteous before God. Then also he died physically. It means the aging process began before, if you remember, if you see in the Old Testament, men live for 600, 700, 800, 900 years. But after sin, you see, it gradually, that age came down. So the aging process began to set. As the poison of sin infected his blood, his chromosome structure changed. The DNA was corrupted. That's why we see in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, "Therefore, just as though one man sinned," therefore, "just as one man's sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin." It means when Adam sinned, we too sin, as the entire humanity was in Adam. Let me show you how that is. If your great grandfather died at the age of 7, where will you be here? Where will you be today? You won't be here today, because you won't be alive, as you'd have died with him, because you were in your great grandfather. In the same way, you were in Adam. When Adam sinned, we sin with him. Who is a sinner? Is it one who sins? Right? No. Because one who sins is also a sinner. There are bad sinners and good sinners. You know, there are some people, that's what they believe. No, there are no bad sinners and good sinners. We are all sinners like. Note, in Romans 5:12 says, all sin. And death came to all men. So if there are anybody who have no sin, that person should not die. The only person who did not have any sin was Jesus Christ. That's why he has to raise from the dead. We are sinners not because we commit sins, but we are sinners because we are born sinners. We are born sinners. That's why Psalm 51:5 verse 5 says, "Surely I have been a sinner from birth, since from the time my mother conceived me." When a child is born, there is innocence all over that child, and everybody loves to kiss that little baby. But when the baby becomes a little child, a toddler, the first words that comes out of his mouth is what? No! You know that. You do not have to teach a child to do wrong or to sin. The child already know how to do wrong and sin because the child is a born sinner. In Job chapter 14 verse 4 says, who can bring what is pure from the impure? The entire humanity is affected by sin. We were all in Adam. The Bible says many died through one man's trespass. Death reigned through one man. Romans 5:15, 5:17. One man's trespass led to condemnation for all men. Romans 5:18. For one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Romans 5:19. In Adam, all died. 1 Corinthians 5:22. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22. Now, we are going to continue on this next week, the result of the inherited sin. Okay? So, we will continue next week. And until we meet again, God bless you and read your Bible and be a light to those around you. And if anybody doesn't know God, if anybody, you can use these materials for God's glory. And remember, until we meet again, may you live a godly life before His throne. As God, you know, we are living in wicked days, and how we need to live a godly life and to show true Christianity to the people around us. Okay, talk. So until we meet again, I pray and ask that you will be an instrument to God. In Jesus' name, I ask that you would be a great instrument, and that you would shine as a Christian, and that you would